Evening, everybody. I'm really quite chuffed because I saw somebody on Twitter say last night that they used TapTapC to tell them what was on a laptop screen, presumably when it kind of gone and done a wonky on them. And I thought, right, kind of, I shall have a go at that at some point. I got my chance tonight because we were in the middle of watching Celebrity Juice. And the telly crapped up on us, and just the channel completely went. So I tried TapTapC, but it kept telling me Toshiba screen and writing on screen and black digital display and stuff like that. So that was a bit. Maybe it depends what operator you get or whatever. Which is cool because I love TapTapC. There are some things it does absolutely fantastically. I tried Prismo, and that didn't really work. But the one that came up trumps for me was Text Detective. I think it was like 99p or something like that in the App Store. I don't know. Because once you've bought something, you can no longer see the prices. Which I think is a bit daft if you want to share something with somebody. And it's just like, oh. Well, I can't tell you how much it was because I can't remember and I can't tell. But anyway, the result of my Text Detective detecting was that it said something like unavailable right now, call us on 150 or call us on 150 right now or something like that. And Nina's gonna get up in a bit and have a looky and actually see, do the up close and personal. Yep, she's gonna do it live for us. Here we go. Bless her, she has to stick her face right up close to the screen pretty much.
Sorry, this channel isn't available right now. If it keeps happening, call us on 150 from your Virgin Media home phone. 08454541111.
There you go.
That's all it is.
So, yeah. Unavailable right now. The font is a bit wonky and a bit hard to understand, but if you know roughly what print characters look like, you can kind of interpret them from what it says the letters are, and you think, okay, U, that might be a V, I's and L's and stuff like that. And it is possible just to go through it character by character and, you know, work stuff like that out. So I'm quite chuffed that I was able to do that, because that is the first time I have ever been able to read a TV screen that's crapped itself, basically. I'm going to attach a photo of my TV screen, and then you'll get the drift if you can see. If not, hey-ho, you've got my audio. But just for posterity's sake, I'll attach a photo and leave you all to enjoy your evening. So thank you for listening, and bye-bye. Oh, yeah, P.S., just after I popped off before, well, same recording and all that, but you know, Nina tried a little manoeuvre where she kind of got up out of her seat and took a picture of our funky TV screen, probably from just a little bit, a little further away from her seat. And if you take the photo, then you kind of double tap on it, or you tap on it anyway. It kind of focuses in, and she could read that from where she was standing on the photo. And I think, well, I'm quite chuffed with that. So it's a good day for Blinkies kind of finding things out for themselves, I think. I've had my little kind of, you know, way, that's cool kind of moment, and everybody else's Twitter's up the creek without a paddle, and stuff like that, and I'm kind of thankful that mine hasn't actually done anything, to my knowledge. Touching wood. Right, I'm definitely going this time. I will do a personal update at some point. Dropped the microphone. But, yes, I thought I'd let everybody know the different things we were able to do. Yeah, take care of each other. Bye-bye. Oh, and yourself, of course.